This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're embarking on our final hour together. Big thanks to Jeff Hathorn, who joined the program in the midst of running around like a crazy person down on the south side covering the Steelers, covering Pat Narduzzi's press conference. If you missed that conversation, we talked about Jaylen Warren's new 3-year contract, a 2-year extension with the Steelers. If you missed it, you want to check it out, use that Odyssey app to rewind and check out yours truly and Jeff breaking it down as Jaylen Warren is now a Steeler through 2027. 412-928-9370, that's the number if you want to chime in. We'll get to my NFL predictions in a moment, but first, on that fan hotline, it's Pittsburgh Phil who's calling from Fox Chapel. What's up, Phil?
Jack, how are you? Happy Labor Day.
You too, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about us not overlooking how big this Jets game is. You can't even script this stuff. I mean, it's like a flip-flop. You got Rodgers over here now. You got Justin Fields over there now.
Yep.
You got those guys in New York probably wanting to kill us, and we can't overlook this. And everybody's got to be on their P's and Q's. This is a serious game. I think Warren's got to play a Warren-type game. And I just think that... Oh, and another thing you said I liked is this guy Nelson that's with you. He does a good job.
He does. And, he's a nice man.
Does. And let me say this to you, because Pittsburgh bettors, like myself, serious bettors, don't want to hear about Happy Gilmore and things other than sports. We want to hear about sports, especially when we just lost the game by a field goal in the last second. You know, we like sports. I think he does a really good job talking about football.
Joel's a nice man. And Phil,
thank you, Phil.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I did think Happy Gilmore 2 was a pretty good movie. Joel, you don't watch movies, but did you watch Happy Gilmore 2?
Sorry, Jack, no.
Get on that, dude. Get on that.
Does that mean I have to watch the first one before that, right?
Oh, Joel, you've never seen Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't act shocked, though.
I'm not. It's just, you know, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. But it doesn't change my opinion about you in the slightest. You are a very nice man.
Thank you, Folsey.
You're welcome. I use this playoff prediction website to do my NFL predictions. Are you familiar, Joel? You know, you go through and you pick each game by game.
Yes. I think I've done that for like the playoff one. I don't know about like the full regular season.
I do the full regular season. And I tinker. And it's not necessarily because I think each team is going to win. Like, I don't pick each game to think. Like, if I end up like halfway through it and a team is like 0-11 and I'm like, oh, I don't think they're actually going to lose all those games, I'll go back and tinker around. But when you do that, like, I've got a team, like, okay, one division, I have one team 7-9. You have to play 17 games, not 16. So I missed one somewhere, and I can't find it. And you have to go back week by week to look and see where you missed a game. And
oh, that stinks.
And I can't. I'm
it's
all
not like it's when you're predicting the March Madness field game by game for all of that, even though it's significantly less games than this. But that, man, the fact you got to go back week by week and see what you missed.
Yeah, I missed. I'm short on the Jets. I'm short on the Jags.
Well, they must have played. That must mean they play each other this year, I
guess. And that's it. So when do the Jets play the Jaguars? That's the last game I need. What week would that be? That is week number 15.
It's, yeah, late in the season.
Okay, so let's go over to our this. It is a great website. You're able to go back and look at every team's game and pick it from that standpoint. All right, week 15. There you are, you pesky game. What do I have here? Yeah. Okay. We're ready. Without further ado, yours truly's NFL record predictions for the 2025 season. My name is Jack Hillgrove. Will these be correct? No, not by a long shot. But it's fun. I have fun. You have fun. And I didn't even have to ask Joel to cue up the NFL theme music. He knows. Pittsburgh Phil knows, and I know that you've got it going on, Joel Nelson. All right, I'll go through by division. I'll give a quick synopsis on each team. We're going to do the AFC North last. Joel, where should I start? AFC or NFC? Give me a division to start with. I'll let you kick it off.
NFC East, since that opens things up Thursday night.
That's fitting. The Philadelphia Eagles will win the NFC East division. They're really good, and I wouldn't be surprised if they made it back to the Super Bowl again. I'm not picking them to go back to the Super Bowl again, but I think the Eagles will be very good. What's your question, Joel?
Does that mean the NFC East streak of a different winner every year comes to an end? I do believe the Eagles won that division last year.
Then, yeah, that's my prediction. And I think the Philadelphia Eagles will go 11-6. I think, you know, and not like a 12-5 or a 13-4 record. I think that enough teams will be able to slow Saquon Barkley down enough to where you're not going to see Barkley-like numbers last year. He's still probably going to have a really good season and be one of the NFL's top backs again this year. But I think that It's going to be a pretty darn good season for Saquon Barkley regardless, but not good enough to make them, you know, 12-5, 13-4. So I have the Eagles 11-6. I have the second place team in the NFC East missing the playoffs, the 9-8 Washington Commanders. Terry McLaurin's aging. That defense, I'm still not quite sold on it. I think they're going to be a very good team, and I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a really, really good quarterback. But 9-8 kind of makes sense for me for the Washington Commanders. Dallas, 8-9. Jerry Jones might be a worse owner in sports than Bob Nutting. I was thinking of throwing that in the the six pack to start the show. But if I did that, I would have fired up the masses too much, and I think the show might have gotten off the rails. But Jerry Jones might be a worse owner than Bob Nutting because, yeah, Jerry Jones has the Cowboys, you know, as one of the most valuable NFL franchises, and from an ownership side of things, he's fine. And I wouldn't have that opinion about Jerry Jones if he wasn't the general manager. And this Micah Parsons situation seems so botched. It's out of this world. And for that, I think the Cowboys suffer. And I think they go 8-9. So they're the third place team. Last place, I have the 4-13 New York Giants. Russ is going to get benched. I don't think Jackson Dart's very good. That's one thing. Obviously, I'm not Joe Starkey. And Joe Starkey loves Jackson Dart. So a new person hosting the show, having a polar opposite opinion about Jackson Dart, I guess, is fitting because I am not sold on that guy whatsoever. What's next? NFC North?
Yeah, NFC North.
Okay. The Detroit Lions will go 11-6 and win that division. I think they're still very good, despite losing Aaron Glenn, who's now the head coach of the Jets, and Ben Johnson, who's now a head coach in that division in Chicago. They still have Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. An elite rushing attack. 11 wins seems fitting. One game behind them and making the playoffs is the Green Bay Packers at 10-7. Jordan Love is somewhere in between the MVP candidate that I think some Packers fans think he is and just a fine quarterback. Might be in the top 10. Might be on the outside looking in at maybe 11 or 12. But to me, and with that roster, and Micah Parsons now makes them a better team. And they're going to make the playoffs. I have the Minnesota Vikings missing, just like I have the Commanders missing at 9-8. J.J. McCarthy will be fine, but take lumps. And I understand that Kevin O'Connell's an incredibly good offensive head coach, and they've got a great supporting cast, but McCarthy, I think, will struggle early on in the season. It could be one of those things where the Vikings start 1-4. One of those games I have the Vikings losing is in Ireland to the Steelers. And then they rally, and then Vikings fans are excited about J.J. McCarthy. Could be. But I think they missed the playoffs. The last team is the 4-13 Chicago Bears. I don't think Caleb Williams is the answer there. Ben Johnson, I think, will be a better head coach than Matt Eberflus, but they're going to take some lumps. So I have the Bears at 4-13 finishing in last place. NFC South, I guess it's like the most irrelevant division. There's going to be a team that goes 9-8 and wins it. It's going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And they're going to host a playoff game. And they're going to host the team that I'm picking to go to the Super Bowl on the NFC side of things in the first round, according to how this shook out on this website. Bucks go 9-8. Falcons go 8-9. I like Mike Penix, and I like their supporting cast. Do they play each other week 18? They don't. But if they did, that it's going to come down to one of those teams is going to go 9-8. One of them is going to go 8-9. Host a playoff game, miss out. The Panthers and the Saints stink. They're both going to go 5-12 and miss the playoffs. Obviously, with a 5-12 record. And the NFC West, I have the Niners winning that division at 12-5. Might seem a little bit steep, but I think McCaffrey stays healthy. So that I think at this point it's like we're done with Christian McCaffrey and the injury. I think at some point he's going to have a healthy season. I think it's going to be this one and they win 12 games. It's going to be a dogfight in that division. I actually have three teams making the playoffs out of this division. The way it shook out, the Rams are going to go 11-6. The Seahawks are going to go 10-7. Falcons 8-9. I love Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua as a wide receiver combination. I have both of them on my fantasy roster because of that. And I think Matt Stafford's got one more really, really, really good year in the tank. I like Sam Darnold too. Cooper Kupp, the Seahawks seem frisky and fun. Kenneth Walker, 10-7, and a playoff appearance seems like something they can accomplish. And the Cardinals are just not very good. 8-9 might even be a little bit steep for them or aggressively good for them. I don't know. All right. So my playoff seedings in the NFC are Niners getting the 1 seed, the Eagles the 2, Lions 3, Bucks 4, wild card in order, Rams, Seahawks, Packers. To the AFC, the North goes last. So Joel, pick one.
Let's go with the AFC North last.
Yep.
And Chef's pick for the first three.
Oh, I get to pick?
Yeah, you pick. Why not?
Okay. AFC South, kind of similar to the NFC South. It's not very good. I think CJ Stroud and the Texans have a bounce back year and go 10-7, and they're the 4 seed. Jacksonville, I like Liam Cohen. I don't think that roster is very talented, but Brian Thomas and Trevor Lawrence, I think Liam Cohen makes Trevor Lawrence a better player, and Travis Hunter is going to help that defense and might help that offense a little bit too. It's still not going to be good enough. I think the Jags go 7-10. But I think Jacksonville fans might look at it and say, yeah, Trevor Lawrence was made better by Liam Cohen. Something to look forward to, maybe. The Titans stink. They're going to go 4-13. And I have the Colts going 6-11. If you get your quarterback benched for Anthony Richardson getting benched for Daniel Jones does not have me optimistic that the Colts are going to be very good. So it's Texans, Jags, Colts, Titans. AFC West, the Chiefs will chief and go 13-4. The Chargers, 11-6, making the playoffs as a wild card team. I have the Broncos, like the Commanders, and like the Vikings. Young quarterbacks, exciting things, potentially a little sophomore slump. Bo Nix, a little bit of a setback. They still finished with a record above 500, but I don't have the Broncos making the playoffs. And the Raiders, 8-9, finishing in last place. I don't think Geno Smith will be usurped by Kenny Pickett. I know that was a burning question that all of you had. AFC East, one team will finish above 500. It will be the Buffalo Bills at 13-4. This is the year the Bills look like the best team in the conference, maybe the best team in the NFL heading into the playoffs. And I partially because I think the division's weak. The Patriots roster outside of, I think, Drake May, who can be serviceable and maybe has a franchise quarterback written all over him, they go 7-10. Jets go 7-10 as well. I don't think the Jets are going to be very good, but they're going to be better than the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are going to take a sizable step back, and Mike McDaniel will be out of a job at the end of the season. I am not on the Dolphins train at all this year. And I know there's a contingent of people out there that think the Dolphins are just going to stink. I'm one of them. The Dolphins, 6-11. And you're AFC North. Should we go 4-1?
Yes.
Okay. 5-12, the Browns. Need I say more? Joe Flacco will not start the entire season. Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders both stink. Not the answer. They have Myles Garrett, whoop-de-doo. Mason Graham, right, was their first-round pick. He's probably going to be a very good player, and that defense might cause some teams a little bit of frustrations, but offensively, no thanks. 5-12 Browns. The Bengals will go 9-8 and make the playoffs as the 7 seed. So, 3 teams are making the playoffs out of the AFC North. Little spoiler alert for the Steelers pick, but you'll have that. To me, I think the Bengals go 9-8, and there's a lot to be said about how bad that defense is going to be. It might be pretty bad, but I think the offense is good enough. Like, if you were to balance them out on a scale, right? Like, the scale where you weigh, like, vegetables and stuff at a grocery store. How good Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins are is more of a positive in my mind than the Bengals' defense being a negative, if that makes sense. I think how good the Bengals' offense can be slightly outweighs how bad the Bengals' defense can be enough for them to go 9-8. How should I attack the last two teams? We'll do it this way. The winner of the AFC North has a 13-4 record. The winner of the AFC North is a part of, for my money, the best rivalry in the National Football League. The winner of the AFC North with a 13-4 record has had a head coach since the 2000s.
Alejandro Villanueva played for this team.
I'm trying to think of more parallels. I can't. The winner of the AFC North is the Baltimore Ravens. I probably didn't fool many people there. I have the Steelers going 11-6. I think that's a reasonable ask. I said on the record a couple of weeks ago, I was leaning towards 11-6. And I'm sticking with 11-6. 11-6 will get the Steelers the 6 seed. And this is how everything shakes out. The 7th seed in the playoffs, the Bengals. The 6th seed in the playoffs, the Steelers. The 5th seed in the playoff, the Chargers. The 4th seed, the Texans. 3 seed, the Ravens. 2 seed, the Chiefs. 1 seed, the Bills. Let's go to the playoffs in the wild card round in the NFC. Rams over Bucks on the road. Lions over Seahawks at home. Eagles over Packers at home. AFC, Chiefs over Bengals. Chargers over Texans. I have both 5 seeds advancing. And unfortunately, for what will be, what, the 9th straight season, the Pittsburgh Steelers will not win a playoff game. Deja vu with just one more regular season win. That's how I see it for the Pittsburgh Steelers. A wild card exit after an 11-6 season. And to me, if it shakes out that way, listen, if the Steelers go 11-6 and how the tiebreakers shake out, they might go on the road and play Houston. And in that case, they win a playoff game, whoop-de-doo. But then at that point, you get either Kansas City or Buffalo on the road the next week. And the Steelers, I think, will not fare well in either one of those matchups. So to put it in perspective, right? Like if the Steelers somehow win a playoff game and then go to Buffalo and get blown out, a win plus a blowout or just a wild card loss to the Ravens, and I don't think it'll be as bad as it was a season ago, 6-1, half dozen the other. Like, you win a playoff game, okay, congratulations, maybe a slight edge, but getting blown out by either the Chiefs or the Bills after that, which I think almost would be inevitable, doesn't really do it for me. So the Steelers for me, 11-6, and a first round exit to Baltimore in the playoffs, just like 2024. The Super Bowl. I hate that I'm about to say it. My Super Bowl, what is it, 60 now? Yeah?
Yeah, 60.
It's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
You know what? I should know that, and that's on me. Number one, because I follow the NFL and talk about the NFL. I should know that off the top of my head. I should even more so know it off the top of my head because my dad was born in January of 66, 2 weeks before Super Bowl I. So my dad is as old as the Super Bowl.
If you don't mind, what day in January?
The 10th.
Oh, shoot. I'm the 11th. How about
that?
Wow,
look at that.
That's pretty funny.
So I will remember to wish you a happy birthday in January.
Thank you, Folsey.
You're welcome. Super Bowl 60. Rams and Ravens. I am buying what the Rams are selling. I think Sean McVay is a very, very good offensive coach. The Rams defense with guys like Jared Verse up front. I mean, to be quite truthful, I kind of thought that the Rams would take a significant step back as far as the defense is concerned after Aaron Donald. Not really. I mean, they don't have the generational talent of Aaron Donald, but Jared Verse is great. Puna Ford up front. And then other significant role players in that defense. I buy what the Rams sell defensively, and even more so. Stafford, I think, has got 1 year left. Kyron Williams is a formidable running back, a solid running back. Tyler Higbee, solid tight end. But more than that, Puka Nacua and Davante Adams. Can get it done.
I've only got one quick thought on it.
Okay.
So Matthew Stafford, he's got a back injury, and it sounds like he's going to try and play through it this year, but that it's still going to, in some small capacity, be a little bit bothersome to it, you know, from what I've seen on a couple reports. So, but you think he can?
I think this is going to be his last year.
He'll go out on top.
And I think, yeah, I just, to me, their offensive line is solid too. Like, to me, I think they've got enough in the tank. He has enough in the tank, and Adams and Nacua are going to put up some numbers.
Imagine Lions fans where you draft this guy, and if he eventually becomes a 2-time Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yep.
But Not for your team.
And part of the reason, and do I think that maybe the Eagles are a more talented roster? Yeah, maybe. But the NFC is so darn competitive at the closer to the top than the AFC is. It seems like there's more of a gap there. And I think that the Rams will be rolling at the right time and go to Philadelphia. Championship weekend, I have Ravens over Bills and then Rams over Eagles. So I think Kansas City doesn't get to championship weekend. I think Baltimore goes on the road and beats them. And I think you're going to see a little bit of a transition period in Kansas City. They're still going to be very good and always contenders. But from an offensive production standpoint, like Rashee Rice, when he's on the field, good player. But I think Travis Kelce's done at the end of the year. I think Andy Reid might retire at the end of the year. And outside of Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce, like, who's there on offense? And people, you have to remember, too, like, there was a gap of contention for Brady and the Patriots, almost 10 years. I don't think it's going to be that long for the Chiefs, but I think you're going to see a little bit of a transitional phase as far as retooling around Mahomes, and it'll start after this year. And I have the Baltimore Ravens, Joel, winning the Super Bowl. I think this is the year they do it. They're a complete roster offensively and defensively. In the same way that the Eagles prioritize an elite run game on their way to a championship, I don't think that's going out of style. I think that can happen again this year. And just this time, it's Derrick Henry reaping the benefits of it instead of Saquon Barkley. I hate to do it, but, and I hope I'm wrong, and I hope months from now everybody comes back to dunk on me. I will welcome that with open arms, because that would mean the Ravens didn't make it to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl. But I think they do it. And Lamar will get one eventually. And I think Lamar only gets one for how good the AFC is. I just think it happens this year. They're too complete around him. Thoughts?
That's going to be a fascinating Super Bowl. I'm going to be excited to see if those teams go at it. Yeah, Baltimore, I mean, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry still has a couple really good years left in him. If they can get Zay Flowers going, they've got a lot of good pieces on defense, good pieces along their offensive line. Kyle Hamilton is going to be with his team for a while now after a big extension he got. Yeah, it just feels like it's simply Baltimore is due, just like Buffalo. Baltimore is due. Buffalo is due. One of them in this window where they have Lamar Jackson. Got to get it done.
Yep. Rams, Ravens, Baltimore hoisting the Lombardi. That is my Super Bowl prediction. I have the Pittsburgh Steelers 11-6 and falling in the first round of the wild card playoff, in the playoffs wild card round again to the Baltimore Ravens. What are your predictions? 412-928-9370. That is the number. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to crap all over my NFL record predictions in the next segment, the phone lines are open, 412-928-9370. If you want to agree with them, hey, I'll welcome that as well. And as we get set for Sunday, the Steelers and the Jets, what are you keeping your eye on? 412-928-9370. About another half an hour until Donnie Football takes over for the PM team. I'm Jack Hillgrove, filling in for Pop and Joe right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. My official Steelers record prediction for the 2025 season is 11-6 and a first round exit at the hands of the Baltimore Ravens yet again. But if I had to take a guess between, is it more likely to be like last year or your typical Steelers-Ravens? I'm willing to venture to guess that it'll be a little bit more like a typical Steelers-Ravens one-possession game. Am I that naive to think that there's no way they could give up 300 yards rushing in a playoff game again for a second straight year? Maybe. 11-6 is the record. I have them losing in the regular season to Baltimore once. I have them losing at Detroit. I have them losing early in the season at New England for whatever reason, Tomlin game early in the year. And I like their odds against the Jets. I like them against Seattle and I like them against Minnesota. And I'm like, well, they're not going to start 4-0. So if they're going to drop only one in the first 4 weeks, I think it's at New England. So I have at New England, Baltimore once, at Detroit, the Chargers on Sunday night, November 9th. It seems like they never play well there on Sunday night football. And I have them losing to the Bengals once, and I have them falling to the Buffalo Bills. So Baltimore once, Buffalo, at LA, at Detroit, Cincinnati once, and at New England. Those are my six losses on the Steelers schedule this season. Do you agree or disagree? 412-928-9370. Jolie, can I put you on the spot? And can you give me a Steelers record this year? Or if you're waiting for a grand reveal, I respect it.
I'm going to say it ends up being 10-7.
Yeah.
10-7. So along those similar lines to what you have, I think they'll sneak their way into the playoffs, probably as the sixth seed, maybe the five, but the AFC would have to be pretty stacked and everybody beat their NFC opponents probably. I'll say 10-7. They get the sixth seed and first round exit as well.
The first practice of the 2025 season is in the books for the Steelers because reporters are tweeting photo and video. You're not allowed to do that until practice is over. It looks like Broderick Jones spoke at his locker to media, which, by the way, in the background, Chris Adamski of the Trib tweeted a video of Broderick talking about Aaron Rodgers and growing that relationship. There is the yellow helmet hanging up in the background in the locker with the face mask, and it's the matte yellow. It looks pretty cool, pretty darn cool. Steelers also announced their captains for the 2025 season. It looks like that Miles Killebrew is again a special teams captain. The defensive captain number one is Captain Cam Hayward. TJ Watt and Aaron Rodgers are the captains for the 2025 season. It doesn't seem like there is much surprise there. No shock that Aaron Rodgers voted a captain by his teammates. So Rodgers, Killebrew, Watt, and Hayward, captains on the 2025 Steelers. And looks like TJ Watt spoke about Jaylen Warren in the impact that he made. Sound from Broderick Jones, Jonnu Smith talked, Scotty Miller. So a lot of those goodies coming up later on in the show. We'll see if we can't get something together for the final segment. Not sure what the status of that is. We'll check with Jolie during the break, but I'm sure Donnie Football has you covered as far as that is concerned. Donnie filling in for the guys from 2 until 6. Still want to hear from you, though. 412-928-9370. The next segment, your last chance to get on the horn and either poo-poo or agree with my Steelers record prediction of 11-6 and a first-round exit in the playoffs yet again. 412-928-9370. I have the Rams over the Ravens. Check that. Rams and Ravens in the Super Bowl. Ravens over Rams. A lot of R's. Apologize for mixing that up. I have Baltimore winning Super Bowl 60 over the LA Rams. What do you think about that? 412-928-9370. I don't love that I picked the Ravens, obviously, as somebody that grew up as a Steelers fan, but that roster is too darn complete for my money to think that they won't get it done this year. And as far as the other teams in the NFL are concerned, or the AFC are concerned, I think you're going to see a transitionary phase a little bit offensively with the Chiefs. They're going to have to retool around Patrick Mahomes with the guys he can get the ball to. And I think Andy Reid might potentially be coaching in his last season. And Buffalo, I don't think that they can get the big one done yet. 412-928-9370, your last chance to get on the horn with yours truly, Jack Hillgrove, on the Pop and Joe Show next, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Some new numbers for the Steelers as far as jerseys are concerned. Trey Sermon, number 37. DeShaun Jameson, 38. Max Hurlman, 84. Those are practice squad guys. And as far as the 53-man is concerned, Ezzie Odemwio. Did I get that right? Do we know? Regardless, he's 93 now. Andrus Peat, former Saints guard, offensive lineman that's now at the Steelers, who made the 53-man roster. He's wearing 71. And Y.A. Black, back to his college number, 94. He was 78 in the preseason. Dean Lowry was 94 on the 53-man, and he starts the year on IR. So the college number for Y.A. Black is now free, and there you have it. So hopefully you didn't buy Y.A. Black 78 jerseys. If you did, sorry. 412-928-9370. Again, I have the Steelers going 11-6. And falling in the first round of the playoffs. Agree or disagree? 412-928-9370. Kevin calling from Vegas. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I just got a question.
Yeah.
So even if the Steelers, I'll give you a 6-0 start, which they won't go 6-0 to start, but I'll give it to you. Where do you think, and given Mike Tomlin?
I don't have the Steelers going 6-0. I have them falling at New England. So what, 5-1?
Okay, so fair enough. So I'm just trying to give you as much runway space as possible. So even if they start 5-1, and Mike Tomlin always has 2 to 3 Tomlin games a year, whether it's against the Browns, the Bears, the Colts, whatever it's going to be, how do you get from 5-1 and 6 more wins over the last 12 games of the season? That's I hear a lot of people throw in 10 and 7 or 11 and 6 around. I have them at 9-8 if everybody stays healthy and everything goes perfectly for them. And more than likely 8-9 or worse if all their opponents stay healthy and we don't get lucky by not playing a healthy Justin Herbert or Lamar sitting out the second game of the season, et cetera, like we have many times over the last 3-4 years. So I'm just wondering how you get to 11-1.
Yeah, I'll tell you how. I mean, we can go through it game by game real quick if you want to. I think that Aaron Rodgers has a lot of animosity towards the Jets, and Justin Fields stinks, 1-0. Seattle at home, I think it might take them a while for them to get some legs underneath of them with a new quarterback. Low-scoring game, 2-0. Again, I don't have the Steelers starting 5-0, 6-0, although it's there for them if they play incredibly well. I just don't see it happening. I think they go to New England, and when you talk about the quote-unquote Tomlin game that everybody likes to bring up, if one's going to happen, I think it's going to be at New England. And then Minnesota and Ireland, same thing. I don't see the Steelers losing overseas. I don't see them losing in Ireland, and I think it might take Minnesota a little time underneath of them to get J.J. McCarthy up to speed. The Browns stink. I have them splitting with Cincinnati, so the first game that they lose to Cincinnati might be at Cincy on Thursday night. If I had to pick one, yeah, it's probably at Cincy on Thursday night. Same could be said for the Jets. I think Aaron Rodgers gets the best of his former team, especially at home on a Sunday night. The Colts, Daniel Jones, Anthony Richardson, doesn't matter. I think they win that game at home. The Chargers on the road. They never play well over there. I think the Chargers are have a very good roster potentially. I think they drop one there. I don't believe in Chicago and Caleb Williams. You have Cincinnati in there as well. Buffalo at Baltimore, I think they drop 2 in a row there. I think Mike McDaniel's going to get fired, and I think the Dolphins aren't very good, so I think they win that game. They'll probably lose pretty handedly at Detroit, and then they close the year with Cleveland and Baltimore, who I think that they split with. I think that they split with Baltimore, and they beat Cleveland twice because it's the Browns. So that's how I get to 11-6. I hope I explained that the best I could.
No, I mean, I see how you got there. I would be worried about the Colts being another Tomlin game.
Sure.
With what Anthony was doing earlier, early in the game last year before he got hurt and went out. They're going to slaughter Miami unless something crazy happens. But don't be surprised if they lose that game in week 17, looking forward to the game against the Ravens. That's really another perfect Tomlin trap game.
Sure. No, and I get it, Kevin. Thanks for the call, man. I'm sorry I cut you off, because they did lose a bad game at Cleveland last year to Jameis Winston. So I get where you're coming from there, and I get where you're coming from with Indy at home, but, like, Anthony Richardson got benched for Daniel Jones, and Daniel Jones stinks. With that game at home in the middle of the season, I that's where I do have faith in the ability of Mike Tomlin to get him going. Because they can catch fire in the regular season. We've seen it before, but we've also seen them collapse. Parson tweets, closer to 6-11, offensive mired in mediocrity. That's the thing, is like, if the Steelers were ever able, and Joel, you can either agree or disagree with me here, if the Steelers are ever going to have a losing season, it's not going to automatically be, and Paul in Washington, who calls into this station more often than he probably should, but I love Paul. Mike Tomlin's first losing season, if there ever is going to be one, is not going to be 6-11 this year. This roster is too darn talented. And I say that because if Mike Tomlin was ever going to have a true outlier losing season, 6-10 at the time or 5-11 at the time, it would have been in 2019 when Ben got hurt and you were shuffling between an undrafted quarterback and Mason Rudolph at the time. And both were very, very mediocre. And they ended up having to, they still lost the final three games of the regular season and still finished 500. So if they didn't completely suck that year, they're not going to completely suck with a better offensive line, in my mind, a better defense, in my mind, and Aaron Rodgers, who I still think has enough left in the tank.
Yeah, and Mason Rudolph is better than he was in 2019 as a rookie, you would think. Hey, and that's only if Aaron Rodgers doesn't get hurt this season. Yeah, Mike Tomlin's been Steelers head coach for damn near 20 years now, never had one. If he ever does, it's going to be 8-9.
Yeah.
It's unfathomable to think. They would need to have Aaron Rodgers get hurt.
Yep.
TJ Watt get hurt.
Yep.
Cam Hayward get hurt.
Yep.
And maybe another couple other pieces that are key to them.
Metcalf.
And they'd still get 6 wins. Think about that.
Yeah, and I mean, like, that would obviously be an extreme set of circumstances that would obviously allow that to transpire, but I just don't see it this year. And you're not going to see the Steelers go 6-11 until the roster gets depleted, whether that's they send guys out of town, they don't bring guys back, or guys get hurt throughout the season. If somebody calls in or texts in and says, I see them going 8-9, I had them 11-6, yeah, there's probably 3 more games on the Steelers' schedule that I could entertain the argument of the other people thinking they go in the opposition's way than the Steelers' way, like Indianapolis, at Chicago, maybe. I just personally don't believe in Caleb Williams, but if you're a Caleb Williams believer and a Ben Johnson believer, you can have that opinion, and sure, I could see that. Miami, there's people that don't think that Miami's going to be as bad as I do. Like, there are games on the schedule that the ball might not bounce the Steelers' way, and 11-6 can turn to 8-9 very quickly. But 6-11, I just don't see as a realistic possibility unless the roster gets depleted via an injury. Texter, 11-6, 1 playoff win, 1 loss to Buffalo or New England. Wow. Depending on how the Steelers' playoff situation shakes out, like last year, right? They were the 6th seed, almost the 5. I would have felt much better about the Steelers' playoff chances in Houston a year ago than at Baltimore. And I'm sure a lot of you out there listening right now agree. So it obviously depends on how the tiebreaker situation situates itself. But at the other end of the spectrum, Steelers went into Houston a couple of years ago and got crushed. Granted, that was with Kenny Pickett, but you never know. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking is that it is the week leading up to week 1 in the NFL. That's what's cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And Fan Weather, brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Fantastic weather on tap, temps in the 80s, sunny skies, Donnie football coming your way next. Fantastic weather for me, to move some boxes into my new apartment. Big step, Jolie. After 2 years, me and the lady friend getting our place. She got the keys on Saturday when I was in Columbus covering Ohio State, Texas. She's already started to move some small stuff over. I have my car packed with some boxes. We're going over in a couple of minutes and trying to get as situated as we can.
Have fun. Enjoy the day.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. And then tomorrow's the big day, the U-Haul, the dresser, the mattress, all that fun stuff. So keep me in your thoughts tomorrow as we try to move heavy things up flights of stairs. Again, thanks to Joe Nelson for joining the program, well, all 4 hours. And thanks to Jeff Hathorn for joining the program impromptu, breaking down the Jaylen Warren contract extension. More of that and more of sports talk coming your way on the PM team with Donnie Football and Ty Polk. I'm Jack Hillgrove signing off. We'll talk to you soon on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.